happily not married. Cheers to all the women who are not married. Cheers to you.
What kind of shit is that?
I believe in marriage. So this is not an episode bashing the institution of marriage. I respect the institution of marriage. Most of my friends are married. I have said this 1,000 times. I think it's a beautiful thing if you find someone that you can agree to do life with. So please do not mistaken the title for I'm against marriage and I think marriage is whack. No, that is furthest from the truth. But what I do believe in...
Oh, Lord, I know. If she says something intelligent, I'll give her credit for it. But I'm willing... It's going to be some dumbass shit.
Is some people may just not get married. And it's very important for me to know that you are worthy. God knew that before he brought you to this planet. And don't let the world brainwash you to attach your worth to your relationship status of being married or not. So cheers to wives. Cheers to women who are happily married.
The more you say how happy you are unmarried, the more obvious it is that you aren't. Because, I mean, people don't have to say shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, why even bring attention to it? Because people are constantly hounding you about it. Do you think making episodes like this is going to shut them up? It's never going to shut them up. Especially all the shit that you talk. You know? Kendra knows that it's an asterisk next to all of her success. She knows it is. It's not that society thinks that. She thinks that, too. And that's why she's so butthurt about it. She can flex on. She can still try to flex and say, I'm prettier than you bitches. My titties is bigger than yours. I got more money than y'all. But she know that's the one thing she can't flex on people. I'm in a successful marriage with kids.
You're a fucking loser. You're literally a fucking loser.
This whole threat of women, oh, you're going to grow old and die alone. No, we're not. That's not a threat. We have our friends. We have our sisters with us. Did you ever see The Golden Girls, my dude?
Oh, my God.
That's not a cautionary tale. It's a goddamn victory lap.
That's the one thing all these broke bitches, how she would call them, these broke bitches got on her and can always throw back in her face, and she hate that shit. Honestly, and that's the sad thing. The part that bothered her so much about not being married and having kids is the fact that she can't flex it on the people. And that's sad that that's one of the main reasons why it bothers her so much. Not because she doesn't have the companionship and the legacy and the love in her life. I mean, she misses that too, and she cares about that, I believe. But one of the biggest parts that make it a fucking thorn in her side is that she can't flex her family and shit on her contemporaries and her... you know, underlings.
Cheers to wives. Cheers to women who are happily married. Happily married. Because here's the deal. If you like it, I love it. It's your life. But no, I do not respect a marriage where you're just not happy and you just got into the institution of it because of whatever reason. And there's 1,000 reasons why people get married. But if it's not something that you are happy in and it's not benefiting your life, then no, I personally don't respect it.
Nobody gives a fuck about that. Right?
Nobody gives a fuck what you respect. You old fucking harlot with your tits out on YouTube at 46. It's not about being happy all the time. Women aren't going to be happy most of the time, period.
You can't make a woman happy. It's impossible. I've never met a happy woman in my life.
If you're a woman who think the point of a marriage is for you to be happy 70 to 80% of the time, then right, marriage isn't for you. And marriage isn't for Kendra. The thing that may get people off her back a little bit, if she just say, I wanted marriage at one point, but at this point, I'm cool. I mean, people are still going to think it's cope. But if she just say, you know what, I wanted marriage, but at this age and considering my lifestyle and how busy I am, marriage wouldn't work for me. I did want it at one point, I'm not going to cap. And I did want kids, but I'm so self-absorbed and narcissistic and into myself, I really don't have any time or room for a husband or children. That would be some gangster shit.
She's going to dress it up, okay, because she has to, because nobody of any value wants her. So she's going to have to dress her life up better than, you know, than a 22-year-old will. Her value has plummeted because of where she's ended up. As soon as you get done having sex with her, leave. You don't take this woman out to movies. You don't take her out to eat. You don't hang out with this woman. The only time you hang out with her possibly is if you go to a bar. Because she's getting ready to get drunk and she's getting ready to take you go home and y'all and you're gonna have intercourse with her. That's about the only way I would say to do it. You don't ride bikes with this woman. You don't watch TV with her. You don't talk about nothing. None of that.
She's waiting on Mr. 0.01% and he ain't coming. And if he do come, after he get to know her and see like how much of a bitch she is, how embarrassing she is, how much she worked, it's just not gonna fit for his life. No big dog is putting up with this shit. And when I say putting up with this shit, I mean every aspect of Kendra G.
But I wanted to spend some time this episode just to break down what's kind of happening and why women are happily not married. First of all, I own a dating app, okay? And the ultimate goal for my dating app is marriage. So shout outs to the 12 plus people since I created my show, Kendra G Singles, and now we have the dating app that have actually gotten married. I've been to 2 weddings out of the 12. I have more weddings to go to. So again, I believe in the institution of marriage. But what I do not believe in is getting married just for the title, just to say that you are married, for the wedding day, you know, for the beautiful dress, to invite everybody to the party. And you know, you're not really happy, but you got to show up with a smile on your face. That's what I don't believe in. And when I think of marriage, that's absolutely what I think of. I don't think of the wedding day. I don't think of the honeymoon. I think of the full package. Can I agree to put everything second to this human being? Can I agree to go on this life journey with this human being? That's what marriage means to me. I talked about this in episode 1, how I actually was engaged. I did everything people suggest. You know, I went to college. I got my bachelor's degree. Can I talk? I got my bachelor's degree, and I also met a man that was going to give me my MRS. Yes, me and my college sweetheart got engaged. And what I loved so much about both of us is we agreed that if we got married, divorce was not an option.
None of them believe you. And if they were in your face, they would be looking like this. That's how people will look at you if you were telling them that face to face, like a real one. Nobody believes you.
He was a college boy. He was a good man. But I was still connected to my high school boyfriend. So in college, you know, you have those breaks. I went home and saw my high school boyfriend. We ended up linking up and I got pregnant. And then I never wanted to have an abortion because I felt like people were using abortions like
birth control.
And I didn't respect that. So I said, you know what, God, I'm choosing not to have this child. And I have no regrets.
If Jesus can't save these hoes, why are you trying? What make you think you greater than Jesus, nigga?
Kendra cheated on her college boyfriend and got pregnant with the dude she cheated with. So that wasn't going to work out anyway. She clearly didn't respect him in college.
Do women feel bad after they treat you like honestly, no, they don't.
We agree that if we got married, divorce was not an option. And I actually believe that everybody should take that stance. If you were going to get married to a person, can you agree that divorce is not an option? No matter what. He loses his job, she loses her job, you will still be there. She gained 60 pounds, he gained 60 pounds, she will still be there. You know, life happens and nobody's perfect. The outside baby gets created, you will still stay there. Because let's get into it. Like, I think that when people call me up to my show, they just present marriage as Disney World. Like, everything is so glorious and everything is so perfect. And that is not always the case, okay?
I believe in marriage. So this is not an episode bashing the institution of marriage. I respect the institution of marriage.
You're a liar. You told some of the biggest lies that I've ever heard of in my whole life.
Like, I have 2 friends, and I love, like, their parents are amazing, right? And I was like, they got, like, this is like the real life Cosby show, like 2 separate friends. And what I learned in their parents' marriage, an outside child was created in both situations. But obviously, their mothers never got a divorce. And that's just kind of what it was. And I don't know what she went through. I don't know what they went through overall, but that was a reality of their confinement. Now, am I saying that this happens in every marriage that, you know, the man is gonna have an outside baby? Of course not. So again, please don't misconstrue my words and say I'm trying to paint marriage as this dark institution and you have to tolerate so many things.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. But nigga, spy out you, nigga. Shut the fuck up.
There are 4 words that you will never hear me say in this life or the next. And those 4 words are, I love black men. You will never hear me say that.
For real.
And as a matter of fact, when I see, like, when I'm scrolling and I see women saying that, I almost want to throw up in my fucking mouth. Just gonna speak from the mouth of my personal experiences, and I don't give a fuck about how anybody feels about this. You can definitely suck my dick. I don't care.
That escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
I have never loved black men as a collective.
Who hurt you?
But that is a component of marriage. Of course, if you're able to meet a person and you guys can agree to be best friends and it's you two against the world, that is a beautiful thing. And that is the marriage that I salute. Cheers to you. But what I have learned is that's not necessarily everyone's life truth and life journey and life plan. And I have learned that in this day and age, there's an attack on women who are not married. And I'll just use myself. And this is why I wanted to do this episode so bad, because I have heard time and time again, yes, she's successful. Yes, she's attractive. I love that y'all always say the truth, because baby, you got eyes. You can see it.
You fucking bozo.
You can see it. And yes, she appears to be happy. I'm happy. I have no idea why that can't be received, that I'm actually happy. They say she appears to be happy, but she's not married and she doesn't have children.
Kendra, you don't even really look like this. You got a white woman's hair on your head. Please don't do the I look good flex. Please don't do that.
But she's not married and she doesn't have children. Where's the insult? Where's the insult? Are you trying to imply that a woman truly cannot be happy if she's not married and does not have kids? That is such a lie. And some women have fell for that brainwash technique. And what happened is they got married and then they learned the truth for them. They were not happy. And now they have children. And now they're resenting their lives because they were able to get manipulated to this saga, I want to say, that says if you are not a married woman, you are not worthy. You need to be attached to a man to be worthy. Listen, it doesn't always work that way. I believe in marriage. So this is not an episode bashing the institution of marriage. I respect the institution of marriage. I gotta tell you something. I am beyond proud that I can say I built my shit brick by brick. And can no man get any, he cannot get any credit from it. I learned recently that some people, because I live in a very shoot building, and I learned that some people actually thought I am like an ex-wife and my money comes from like a settlement from a divorce, because they can't fathom their mind around the fact that a woman could miss the kind of success that I have. It literally blows my mind that there is this taboo feeling that a woman can't do as a man. And let me break that down when I say do as a man, as in finding their purpose and going for it with the sacrifice in that moment of getting married. And the reason I say this is men are given grace. Men are almost even taught, don't get a wife, build something for your life. Go out there, make something of yourself, get a good job, and then get a family. And women are manipulated to believe, find the man that's going somewhere and attach yourself to him. Now here's the deal. There's nothing wrong with that. Like, that very much may be your life journey. There are some women who were born to be attached to a man, get married, and his growth is her growth. And sis, there's really no diss. Like, I'm not here to judge, because I know God, and God is not in a box. God has brought us all to earth. We all have different purposes, and that might be your journey, and I respect that. But I have to say, that's not the only journey that deserves respect. A woman that has decided that, you know, I'm going to live my complete self. I'm not going to shrink to be somebody's wife, and I'm not going to conform and give up my own dreams to be somebody's wife. That also needs to be respected.
Nigga, no!
Or, here's another idea that's going to be very controversial. You could shut the f*** up.
People are always going to care about your tit size more than they care about how many millions you got in the bank, Kendra, because you're a woman. It's just, I'm sorry, that's the way the world works, and I don't think it's ever going to change.
Show me your tits!
Nobody cares. Even if Kendra was intelligent, even if she was a theoretical physicist, the world is always going to care about those big tits. People don't look at female accomplishment the way they look at male accomplishment. They just don't. People's number one question with you, okay, they see you successful, but the main thing they want to know is where your man and kids at as a woman. I don't give a fuck what you accomplish as a woman. One of the main things most people are always going to ask you is where's your husband and kids? It don't matter what you fucking accomplish. You can make a trillion, Kendra, and people still going to want to know that. You're like, why are you asking me that? I'm accomplished. They don't care. The world doesn't care how many millions you made, Kendra. They're always going to care more about your tit size and where your family is. Just accept it. Just move on. Let it go.
Stop it. You hurting yourself. Just let it go.
Trying to manipulate women who are successful to believe, yes, you have everything but a man. Where's the insult? And then also, what does that mean, but a man? See, I think one of the biggest misconceptions about me personally is that I have no men in my life. I actually have a lot of men in my life. There's actually an army of men literally in my life. Just because I'm not sleeping with them in the bed doesn't mean that there's not men that's in my life, in my corner, that is about Kendra for real, 10 toes down. And that's another misconception, because see, all you do is you go off of social media. And what I've learned is, and I had to learn to give grace, there's a lot of people who are truly miserable.
Look who's talking.
I see shots that people deem to be insults, which I take as a compliment. If you don't know, I'm 46 years old. I tell my age because I love my age. I'm a person who loves aging, because I also learned another secret of life. Your life don't stop at 30. Your life don't stop at 35. It don't stop at 40. I'm here to tell you a secret. It gets better. Every year of my life, it gets better. So I don't live by the human clock of them saying, by this age, you better be married, have children. No, honey, I'm on God's clock. So there was a woman that came on my dating show, and she said, you know, we're the leftovers. And let me tell you something. I stopped her in her tracks. Let me tell you something. You cannot just speak anything on my life, and I will agree to it. Words and what you speak upon your life matter. And I told her, listen, I am not a leftover. I'm going to be a leftover at 80. I'm just not. I'm going to be a five-star meal, a main course at 85 years old.
That's stupid, guys. Is this camera on me?
Yes. I'm still looking for Prince Charming at this age.
We're the leftovers, Kendra.
Who's the leftover?
We're the leftovers, and I saw it. I read an article.
Who's the we? Who's the we?
They said that anybody above the age of 30 are leftovers.
Honey, I'm not leftover or nothing. I'm a specialty. So let me tell you something. I'm trying to be kind.
Words and what you speak upon your life matter. And I told her, listen, I am not a leftover. I won't be a leftover at 80. I'm just not. I'm going to be a 5-star meal, a main course at 85 years old. You don't have to agree. Your opinion does not matter. I'm not running for a president. Your vote does not count for my life.
Start soon.
This is sad.
I'm going to get you real soon.
And I said, again, if you consider yourself a leftover, then that's your business. But I'm never going to consider myself a leftover. And she said, I would never be a leftover because I'm married to the man I have 3 kids with and he's a provider. Now I responded, and I'm going to tell you in advance, what I said was very cocky, but she brought me there and I had to make a point. And the point that I said, listen, girlfriend, if you like it, I love it, but your husband is the bar of your life. And I'm quite sure I make more than your husband in 1 month than he does in a year. So that means in order to be married to your husband, I would have to have a lower life and I would rather see Jesus first.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
That's what I don't like about you, Kendra Sleaze, you funky bitch. That's what I don't like about you.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.